You're listening to In Demand.
In Demand tonight has gone on the road, not far from home, but to our biggest arena nearby, to join My Chemical Romance backstage on their current UK tour. Hello, guys. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
We say welcome, but you're welcoming us, I suppose, into your arena.
So thank you for having us here.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
Taking the time out.
You're in the UK touring in October. Gerard and Frank, we hung a little bit then. Mm-hmm. But back with the bigger show now. So
right.
How's it going? Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah,
we're having such a blast.
It's pretty rad. I mean, we're playing some songs, too, that we haven't played in a long time, and also some of the new stuff off the record that we haven't actually had a chance to play yet. So, And, I mean, I don't know about you guys. Like, I don't have seizures normally, but with the light show that's going on, like, it's kind of a...
There's a lot of lights up there on that stage.
Lights.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy. But you're all right? You haven't actually
out
yet or anything?
I pick a one little, like, focal point, and I just stick on that.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just like, it blinds you, I guess.
Yeah, the only thing that seems to, like, burn us up is the spotlights that follow us around.
Yeah.
Anything on stage doesn't even really intrude, but it's the spotlights.
Yeah, those are about 10 million degrees. So.
Does it feel like you're getting a suntan?
Yeah,
a little bit.
The whole show.
Are there any pyros as well that you have to be aware of?
No pyros.
Kept that quite safe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's taking a nap, Bill.
Yeah.
You're going to bring it back though at some point?
Maybe
someday.
Yeah, maybe someday.
The difference between the small show that I saw in October, I'm assuming, is just the size of things. It's a bit more money.
Yeah, it's a bit of the size. Yeah, like for a lot of the kids that couldn't get into that, that's kind of why we wanted to do this. But the set is different, but the focus is on the band performing. Mm-hmm. That is the main thing. But we obviously brought a ton of production, and there's video screens. This is the first time we've had video screens where you could actually see close-ups of what we're doing.
Okay, does the video sometimes get put onto the crowd?
Yes.
The screens?
Yes, mm-hmm. Which is awesome. Yeah.
Good. Now, what song of yours always goes down the best every time you perform?
Nowadays?
Is it the same every time, everywhere you perform, or does it vary from place to place?
So, like, there are variables, but there's certain ones that are tried and true. You know, like Not Okay.
Yeah.
Kills every night.
Planetary.
Has been going over
the
great.
New stuff is,
no matter where we are in the world.
Going over swimmingly, yeah.
Which is good.
Right.
A new single.
Yeah.
Go out and buy it. Now, I did see you here a few years ago. I sat about there for the Black Parade tour.
Oh, wow.
You guys were quite open about the fact that that was quite a special place to go to when you were performing the Black Parade in terms of putting on a show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, thing too, this was one of the greatest arenas I remember ever playing. It's actually comparable to this. There's an arena in Detroit that's really amazing too called Cobo, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a lot like Cobo, but it sounds a little better in here, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where Kiss Alive was recorded.
Cobo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But the subject matter of Black Parade is obviously very dark. But now we're going to a lighter place. And obviously it looks, you can tell instantly, just being stood here.
Yeah.
You've got more flashing lights. It looks like a happier place
to be.
It's
crazy right now.
Yeah. It is. It's got like an element of pop art to it, which is nice. And it's just got a party vibe, which is, you know, a lot of the new record.
Yeah. And that's also the theme in the videos as well that we've seen so far.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've been in charge of that, Gerard.
Yeah, I have. It's been great. It's been just really fun to, like, hang out with my friends and make cool videos.
Okay, so are we seeing a sort of, maybe you're moving into the kind of Jared Leto kind of era? In the sense that he directs the 30 Seconds to Mars video.
Oh, I thought you meant like he was
Are you
going to
be making these you know, crazy videos now? Or is yours going to be more of a...
I don't know. I wasn't... You know, one of the really cool things about him, though, I remember hanging out with him once, and he didn't tell anybody he directed, like, I think the first 2-3 videos he'd done. He used an alias, and he just did them.
So he kept it quiet.
So it didn't really matter. He just, like, kind of... that one in China, he did. Mm. So I always thought that was pretty cool. But I don't know. It just seems like this time I had to do it. It doesn't mean that
you're not going to continue necessarily doing it.
But. Yeah, I mean, well, I've always collaborated. The whole band has collaborated with directors, you know.
Okay, we shall see.
And festival plans for the UK? A lot of the guests we've had on the show lately have started to confirm where they're going
to
be.
They're starting to admit they're doing Glastonbury, that kind of thing.
Oh, right, yeah, well, we kind of can't. keeps coming up.
Could we guess?
And I was severely misquoted the other night. All I said is we might be playing some UK festivals, and I got misquoted as saying we'll be headlining one. I didn't say that.
See, the beauty of radio is...
I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah.
Obviously, people hear you actually say it, whereas in the press, it can obviously get misquoted a lot easier because they can just take big chunks out.
Right, of course, yeah.
But people will hear this as it is, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there any you can confirm or just none at all?
No, none at all.
No.
But you're up for doing some?
Yeah.
There's a big chunk of about a month and a half just open for that.
Okay, so you're ready to take it up and rock out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is your favourite UK festival? Do you have a favourite?
Have you always had to go and just work? Have you managed to enjoy them socially as well?
I think we've only played Reading and Leeds in the UK, yeah. Right?
Well, we and Download.
And Download, yeah.
Download. Reading and Leeds.
I missed
definitely
Download
better than
though.
Download.
I wasn't with you guys for Download.
Well, UK is like Tea in the Park too,
yeah.
And Oxygen. Those were all awesome.
Isle of Wight's another one.
I don't think we've played that one.
Oh yeah, that's the one. That's the legendary Stone Roses one, right?
I think so.
Yes,
yeah, yeah,
they
it is.
Played
yeah,
the,
yeah,
they
yeah.
Just shut the island down and
pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah,
they have
to Bestival. Bestival's a good one.
That is.
We've
and they have a
lot.
Fancy dress theme every year at Bestival.
Oh, Bestival! Mm-hmm. I've read about that.
That's a clever name.
There's all these new festivals emerging now, right? Like they're kind of underground.
Yeah.
And they dress up some of them.
The Bestival's got quite big now, and like what was it? Space Age theme last year.
It was.
So people were just going up dressed as like really weird kind of aliens and stuff.
Although bizarrely, Glastonbury is now becoming this place where lots of different types of artists and bands are sharing the same stages. So.
Jay-Z closed
it
the other year and then Blur did the reunion there. So
yeah.
It's like people have been doing cool stuff at Glastonbury.
Glastonbury feels like Coachella.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does totally.
There's so much going on.
Yeah, the Gorillaz closed last year, right? Gorillaz?
Yeah, it was Gorillaz last year, wasn't it? Because you went last year. It's massive just to walk across
very
the actual
cool.
site.
So if you get invited, do that.
Yeah.
Please. Just for me, someone to be.
Would you ever get time to actually camp out at these?
No.
These
festivals. No, that's an alien
and would
thing.
You,
yeah.
And would you do
no.
it? Even though you
I would do that.
No, absolutely not.
I did used to dream when I was younger of going to Reading and Leeds because that was the only place like some of the bands that we listened to wouldn't play in America.
Hmm.
You know, so I would always dream of you know going there one day.
Yeah,
I remember hearing about it and seeing the like pictures from it in magazines and stuff.
That
and
yellow
like,
poster,
yeah,
the yellow poster.
But it's not really your thing, lying in tents for 2 days.
I don't like camping.
Not being able to wash
really.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. I like camping, but that's a bit different.
It's, the weather here doesn't help as well because it'll rain in the summer and you're like just drenched by the morning. It's not great.
But more power to the kids that do it, seriously.
This is true. You mentioned Reading and Leeds being sort of festivals that you wanted to go to when you were younger because you liked the bands.
Yeah.
So what sort of bands were your favourites? Like, I'm guessing some
British
bands.
Yeah, I remember like Pulp and Blur and Suede and The Charlatans and Stone Roses and The Verve and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are bands I looked up to growing up.
Yeah, definitely.
Next year is your 10-year anniversary.
Yeah,
event.
It is.
Wow.
Any big plans?
We're talking right now.
Got
like,
some ideas.
Yeah, we're like trying to think of like what we could do that'd be really special, because it's kind of crept up on us. We didn't realize we've been a band for 10 years, so.
It must just go so quickly every year.
It does.
It does when you're having a good time.
Yeah.
You know.
And do your record company come to you and go, let's do something special, or do you get to dictate what you'd like to
do? We always get to dictate what we want to do, which is cool. But this time, yeah, the idea originated from the band because we realized it was coming up. We'd forgotten about it and said, oh, let's do something. You know, so we're talking about what to do.
Yeah. Maybe some really cool venues or something.
Just that's something.
Really fun.
Do you get things like gigs in forests and stuff like that in the UK?
Yeah.
They do
yeah.
like these massive forest clearings and people like loads of people go to it. It's,
wow.
It sounds like pretty awesome.
Oh yeah, Hyde Park sounds cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or stately homes, things like that too. Like, if they'll
destroy
they let
them.
People in. Yeah, that's the issue, isn't it? I think it, you know the band will be fine, but the actual people that go to these gigs might just go a little bit crazy.
Now we're gonna stop chatting on air.
Yeah.
But if you guys are kind enough for our audience who interact with us online.
Right.
And My Chemical Romance fans, will you give us a tour of your stage and your dressing
room? Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay,
right.
Amazing. Let's do it.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. Indemand.fm. You're listening to In Demand.
Tonight's guest, I met at the V Festival last summer. Lucy met at the Brits last year.
Yeah, on the red carpet before he had any music out.
We've spoken on the phone, but this is your first time here at In Demand Towers. Tiny Temper is here.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen?
Welcome to our world.
Thanks, it's lovely.
We've been trying to get you here for so long, and it's been like, I think because you've been such a busy man, it'll get cancelled at the last minute, and then we're like, no.
I'm really sorry about that. Can I just say this is one of the coolest studios I've ever been in. They've got like celebrity stalls and celebrity this and that. Everything's signed. It's pretty cool. I like it here.
Oh, thank you. We like.
Will you sign lots of things before you go?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
I need to add to it, definitely.
The next 30 minutes is all about Tiny Temper on In Demand.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Fresh from the Brits, pretty much. Tiny Temper.
The man of the Brits. Tiny Temper.
So we must say congratulations.
Thank you
very
much.
Seems the most obvious place to start.
Thank you.
Honestly.
2 out of the 4 nominations in the bag.
So pleased for you.
Thank you. Like last year when I was at the Brits, it was something that I didn't expect ever to happen within the space of a year. You know,
that's
I was
it,
down there as a punter, more or less, just watching a lot of my favourite artists, you know, do their thing, pick up awards. And you know, I always kind of tell the story, but it's such an important one. Like when Ellie won her Brit, I just met Ellie, so we was kind of getting on, and I was like, Ellie, can I hold your Brit? Is that all right? And she was like, yeah, of course, if you want, and you can take a picture of it. And I held the Brit, and I envisioned the weight of the Brit, and I felt all the crevices of the Brit, and I was like, I need to have one of these one day. So to be nominated for so many the next year just goes to show that if you set your mind on something, you can make it happen, you know.
And not just one, two.
Exactly, that's crazy.
Have you spoken to Ellie since? She might be a bit jealous now. She's like, I already got one.
Do you know what? I haven't since this Brit Award, so I need to give her a call. Absolutely.
Which one feels better, the Vivienne Westwood Brit Award or the Classic Brit Award in your hands?
That's a good point. Good point. I'll be very honest with you. Where I had my mind so fixated on the one before. Like, when I was hearing that they were changing it, I was a little bit like, oh, wait, don't change it, because you're going to mess me up. You're going to mess up my mental. However, you know, I kind of see the whole revamping of the Brits as almost like a new age for music. Do you get what I mean? And it's nice to be one of the first artists to pick up that award, because hopefully for the next 10 or 20 years, that is the award that will be around, and I'll have one of the first ones.
Exactly. That's pretty cool in itself, isn't it? Exactly.
And everyone's talking about the Labyrinth moment. Was he in the loo when you asked him?
Oh. He wasn't.
He was in the loo.
He was in the loo. It looks really weird when you watch it back on TV, because you're like, Labyrinth is not there, but Tiny's got a face like Labyrinth may be in the loo, and he actually was. But I mean, it was such a special moment, and you know, when you look at the best single category, like, there were so many amazing songs on there, so many. And even after a while, I got nervous. I was like, well, Tyra Crews' Dynamite is a hit. It's a huge hit all around the world, so I may not even win this. So when I did, you know, Pass Out was such a I don't know, fundamental song to come in and change in the way we listen to pop music and the way underground music is received as well. So I definitely wanted Labyrinth to share that with me, but he was in the loo.
What did you make of Rihanna's performance?
I thought it was good. I thought it was very sexy.
She is actually just sex.
I think
she's a sex machine.
Mm. I think you guys need to hook up.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the way you said that. Like, we actually do.
You totally do. Because if I look at this, right, look at it this way. So she's probably the biggest US export female. You're the biggest male in the UK at the moment, now, I would say. You two together, go on a date. Do you know what I mean?
I know. Like, candlelit dinner.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah, talk about Labyrinth going to the toilet. Like, that would be the way to start off the conversation. Yeah. So, you know, when I was picking up my Brit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you introduce Wonder Man for us?
Of course. What's going on? It's your boy Tiny Tempo. You're listening to In Demand, and this is Wonder Man.
In Demand.
This is In The Man with Alex and Lucy and Tiny Temper still with us on the show tonight. So let's compare and contrast sort of this time last year as opposed to this time last year. This incredible journey.
Oh, this time this year.
Nothing
happened, yeah? Nothing.
The journey.
I haven't left my ass. I'm just still there.
Because when I saw you at the V Festival, it was kind of like you had minor nerves, I think, about doing a performance like that in an arena like that. Now you're going to go out there this summer, do similar things, I'm guessing, and just own the crowd completely.
I hope so. I mean, the whole crowd reaction at the festivals last year was such a big surprise. It's like, it's the weirdest thing, because obviously, you know, they booked the artists for the festivals way ahead of time. So I was really like low down on the bill. So hopefully I'm expecting big things this year.
Have you been asked to go and do Glastonbury yet?
They haven't confirmed, so I can't say.
Another one.
I'm just looking at the look on your
face. That was clever, though. You nearly got me, though.
This space every year, every guest at this point on the show, we always ask them, we have to ask them the question.
Yeah, no, you nearly
and
got me.
Eyebrows go up.
You just said you nearly like, got me. So that's
I didn't
a yes.
Have to look. I was like,
but it's going to be a good one this year, because Beyonce's closing it. I think if you're there as well, you've got people like Elbow.
Whoa. Beyonce's closing it. Hello. On stage. Collaboration.
I know.
She's another one.
See,
yeah.
Check you out, Liz. She's trying to hook me out of all the hottest girls. I love it. That's a good wing. She's a good wing, man. I love it.
Yeah.
I know, we got to stay away from there.
That's
definitely.
True. You don't want to mess with Jay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the plot with America? You've been over there working already, haven't you?
But don't leave us for too long.
No, of course not. Back and forth. America, it's so far it's going good. America's a very big place. This is one thing I've realized about America and England. you know, you can pretty much have one song, and if your song's a really, really big song, the job is half done. However, like, America's based on radio airplay, so if you don't, if you have a big song but nobody's playing it, like the whole country, then it's not doing anything. Do you get what I mean? So I've really literally had to work the whole of America. So I've done Chicago, and this is all in the space of like one trip. Chicago, San Francisco, San Diego, Minneapolis, Detroit, New York, LA, all in one trip. And they've all got like real big different time zones. So like New York and LA will be like 4 hours, and you're just jet lagged all the time. It's crazy. It's a lot of work, but we're gonna make it happen because we have to.
Thanks very much for coming to see us.
Anytime. Thanks for having
best of luck with the rest of the tour here in the UK and festival season. See you at Glastonbury. Yeah. And,
I'll probably see you in Ibiza.
Yeah,
I can't stop myself every year.
So. Love it.
Let's play the Brit winning song. Can you introduce it for us, dude?
Yes. What's going on? It's your boy Tiny Tempo, and right now we're on In The Mind, and this is the Brit winning song, the best single of 2011. It's Pass Out.
Tiny, thank
Yay.
You.
Mate. Thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we've got JLS
Yay!
On the show.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Now,
yeah.
I had a really bad curry last night, so is it okay if I just go to the loo?
Oh, you're disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrendous.
You're happy with the girl that smells of Vivian Westwood, though, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. We are.
Okay, Lucy, it's all yours.
Okay, over to me. Thanks, Alex.
See you later, JLS.
The juicy Lucy.
Bye.
Hope it's not too painful.
No offense.
Yeah, bye. JLS are here. Hey.
Yeah, boy. What's
Lucy.
Good?
Lucy, we've waited 3 years to have you all by ourselves.
3 years, babe.
You wow, know, this is the defining moment for us in our career together.
Oh, you've got me now.
Oh, so
and I've got you, which is brilliant.
Wow. Excellent. Absolutely.
So last time we saw you was when you were touring at the MEN Arena.
Yes.
And of course, you didn't get to go to the Brits.
No.
Was that because you were busy working? Aston and I saw photos of you shopping.
That was during the day.
Aston snuck out. The rest of us are working hard.
No, to be fair, I had already finished my part.
That's what he says, but we...
go to the shop because I had already...
You had about 6 Selfridges bags in the photos I saw. My God, horrendous. You know how to shop.
It's a crime.
To be fair, that was my birthday weekend as well.
It
so
was.
I was definitely treating himself. To treat myself.
It's a crime.
We have to wish you a belated happy birthday. Did you have a good one?
I had a very, very good one.
Marvellous. What was the best present you got?
The best present I received was probably a lovely bracelet type Pandora bracelet thing, and it says Ast on it.
Aww.
It's really nice.
So, you weren't at the Brits, but of course, the collaborator on your current single, Eyes Wide Shut, Mr. Tiny Temper, was amazing. He got 2 awards of the 4 he was nominated for. You must have been pretty pleased for him.
Of course. Amazing. Over the moon for him. He's done so well this year, and you know, he picked up sort of the 2 awards that we won last year. It's kind of like we're handing over the baton a little bit.
Aww.
And no, he's a good friend of ours as well. And him and Lab and all those guys have been working really, really hard. And, you know, it's starting to show. And that's, you know, we couldn't want anything more for them. So
okay, good, good. So we love the single. We love the video as well. And we've obviously know that you were already working on the follow-up to Out of This World. Is it true in the rumours that we're hearing that Rihanna could be involved somewhere and Bruno Mars? Get in there.
We're working with Bruno writing, and you know, like when we worked with Jay Sean on album 2 and Tyra Cruz on album 1, you know, we wrote with them, but they didn't necessarily feature on the song. But hopefully with the Bruno thing, he will actually feature on the track. So we'll see.
Now, you were even last week, Torster of the Week in Heat Magazine, Aston and Marvin. Arishe, JB, where's the love?
Well, you saw my pictures. You saw my pictures, but I didn't want to use it.
I was in Miami. I was just in England, wrapped up in about 4
massages. Clearly.
Yeah, getting massages by some beautiful girls while the boys were on the beach chilling.
Yeah, it's not fair though, because obviously we've got the shots for your clothing range with Alexandra Burke as well.
Yeah.
And you all look brilliant in that. I think he should do a double whammy this week as well.
Well, maybe you know they will.
With Alexandra.
This week's to come.
Yeah.
That should be the first girl ever to be in Torso of the Week.
The female Torso of the Week.
Send an email to Heat Magazine.
What's
going
on?
I'm quite surprised, actually, because it's very rare that I have my top off. And I bear it all for
JB
for the sun in Miami.
Yeah. While I was in England, I saw you
that heat didn't pick up on it.
Every single day, naked in the paper. I'm telling you, brother. It was about JB. Sorry, every Rich. Page with them colourful shorts.
Yeah.
And that mighty, you know, pectorals. Just, you know.
Bruv, on a real though, Jay, why do you still have them?
Bruv, they're good shorts.
Nah, bruv. Them shorts, you had them shorts for about a good 4 years now.
They stand out. I like my Calvin Klein shorts.
There's nothing wrong with Calvin's.
There's some short shorts, boy.
Oh, are they the really little tight ones?
There's some short shorts there, above your knee. Are halfway up your thigh.
They're not short. Have you not seen these?
Are these the Speedo equivalent of boxer shorts?
Yeah.
They're tight
and white.
They're not tight. But when you get your tan, to maximise your tan, you have to roll them up. I lie.
Just pull up your shorts, man, and walk around nice in long ones.
You know what I mean, though, right, Lucy?
Serious.
When you tan, mm-hmm. you want to maximise a tan because...
You don't want to end up with the lines, do you?
Exactly.
Yeah,
Jay,
you've got to
just roll it up, you tuck it in, whatever.
Jay, but did you still get tan lines, Jay?
Yeah, of course.
My favourite line ever, you roll it up, you tuck it in. I think we need to introduce the new single.
Yeah, yes. I think we do.
Please tell me before someone's eyes get popped shut.
You know what? Let's stop all this popping in here, but I'll tell you what's popping, and that's our brand new single, Eyes Wide Shut. Yes, it's your boys, JLS, with Alex and Lucy. Here we go. Enjoy.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm.
It's JLS and Eyes Wide Shut on In Demand. The boys are still here with me. Hello again.
Hello.
Yay. Hello.
What's popping, Lucy?
Not my jeans. Okay. Maybe my bra. Bit tight.
Wow.
I'm only kidding. Too honestly, every time I'm with you guys, I just turn into this flirtatious little beast.
You are.
Oh, a beast. Yeah.
You're a naughty little thing, aren't you?
Well,
you know what, Rich, should we leave you and Lucy alone? Or what?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well not be here. You two just get a room.
I want to talk about the gig you're doing at Alton Towers. It sounds amazing.
It is. It's going to be amazing.
I'm thinking you should perform while on a ride. That would be quite good, like on Oblivion, amazing. See if you can still sing while you're going straight down.
Everybody
into that.
Rich don't like that too much. He's scared of rides. We did like
I'm scared of rides. I just don't like the rides that go like that.
Down. So we'll stick you on the Colin the Caterpillar ride then.
Oh, thanks a lot. That's the worst ride to put me on.
Carousel.
But yeah, do you go to Alton Towers anyway in general? I guess you can't really go that often because you probably get mobbed and also you're quite busy.
I've never been to Alton Towers. It's funny because we've never been to Alton Towers.
Ever?
No, never. We did a tour in the summer in America and we went on all of the roller coasters and the Six Flags across America and they were like incredible. We went on the fastest and the tallest roller coaster in the world and that was amazing. So
three of us did anyway.
Hopefully Alton Towers is going to top that.
What is it? Like, do you have a fear of these sort of rides, Enrique? You're not.
It's the.
He just does it like the going down part.
Yeah, I hate that. And you know that's a funny part. Okay, I just realised what Marvin's saying.
Why are you laughing, Wallace?
I'm just saying. You
same
like
reason
you're
not laughing. Anyway,
you need to start going down, bruv.
Maybe I should start learning to go down.
But do you know what? Nemesis is the best ride there.
Well, apparently so. You and Rich.
No, stop it now. It is. It's brilliant.
Okay, fantastic.
What about Oblivion?
I like Oblivion. Oh, no. This is how many bad bits over too quickly. It's really quick.
There is no stopping.
That's definitely not a reshape.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow.
But it is. It's like one of those things you sort of get on the ride. You're like, oh, it takes ages to get to that top bit. And then it just drops down. And you're like, oh, is that it?
I bet it does.
And it's all over in a flash. But no, Nemesis is much better. It's good. But yeah, you'll love Alton Towers. Marvin, you'll love it.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Right. Take care, boys.
Bye, Luz. Bye, Luz. Bye. See you later,
love
Alex,
you
wherever
lots.
You are. Love
bye.
You, Luz.
Love you. Bye. The
podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.